I'm Carell, and I know it's been more than a minute, but I would like to welcome you back to the LTS podcast. I personally want to thank all our listeners who reached out during the break we had for all the messages, all the love and support, especially on the anticipation of the next release. To know that the podcast is actually liked, valued, and it's actually impacting people's lives, it brings me so much joy. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. I love and appreciate every one of you. For our new listeners, LTS is a show that addresses sexual topics, relationship issues, and its influence on society. So, let's talk sex. On this episode, we will be talking about the differences between being a side chick, a mistress, and a booty call. But before we get started, I would like to say Happy Women's Day to all the women out there. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Express yourselves the way you want to express yourselves. It is your body. It is your life. But just don't be a side chick, a mistress, or booty call. Yeah, well, what really is the difference between a side chick, a mistress, and a booty call? Like, most times people misuse the terms. And you know what? I'm here today to clarify the differences and how to know if you are in any of these categories. Like, and also, why do women fall under any of these categories? Like, why would you even choose to be in any of these categories? And how do you find out if your man has any of them? Okay, all right, let's get going. Okay, so here are some differences between a side chick, a mistress, and a booty call. So a side chick sleeps or dates unmarried men. A mistress dates married men. And a booty call is not in a relationship. Nada at all. Okay, the next is, a guy will spend his time and money on a side chick, but not so much as he would do, you know, on his actual partner. So he would spend some time with you, he will spend some money on you, but at the end of the day, your bills are your bills, and his time is his time. So he takes out of his time to be with you. Do you understand? It's on his terms. While a mistress, a man actually invests his time and his resources to maintain that relationship. So that's the difference, you see. Like, a side chick, yeah, I will spend time with you. Yeah, I will spend money on you, but don't expect so much of my time or my money to be spent on you. But a mistress is like having, you know, another wife. You get, like, there is serious investments, like, if she wants to travel, he's copping up the bill, you know? If she needs a car, I'm not saying that she can't buy one for herself, but, like, he's involved in it. And trust me, like, a huge sum of his money, if not all of his money, went into getting that car. For a booty call, the only thing you might get is that he might just pay for your Uber. Like, and that's not even certain. Like, it depends on how the knack went, or, you know, he might refund you the money back. And that's it. Like, that's all you get. Uber money. Okay, so another difference is that for a side chick, only the guys know you. Like, only his guys know you. Do you understand? Like, only his friends. You're only known by his friends. Yeah? His parents might not know you, or they might just know you as, oh, by your name. And you just be like, oh, a random friend. Do you understand? Like, there's actually no label in you guys' relationship to the most intimate part of his life. Like, the most intimate part of his lives, the people that form that part, they really don't know you. It's just his guys, you know. For a mistress, like, best believe it, that his friends know. His family members know. And in some extreme cases, even his wife knows that he has a mistress. And man, she even knows you by name.
You get, like, once a man's wife knows your name, like, knows you by name, and, like, the family members know you, like, you are a mistress. And for booty call, nobody knows ya. The only people that know you is you and him. That is it. It's not going beyond that. So do not expect anything. So if you find out that you are in a relationship and you're not sure if you're in a relationship and you want to know that you were in a booty call, only both of you know yourselves. And the only way other people know about it is if you talk about it. But the truth is that you're just talking about it to your friends, not to his friends. And he's not talking about you to his friends. You guys just have a conversation between yourselves, and that is it. Then the last difference here is that for a side chick might not know she is a side chick. That is the honest truth. Not every girl out there knows that she is a side chick. And that is the dirty game that guys would play just because they want to get something from you. They are not willing to commit into a full-time relationship, but they want you to still be around them. Either it helps that ego, either they like your company, and you might not know. And the worst part is actually being in a long-term relationship and thinking that you are the one, then finding out you're not only are you not the one, you are even a side chick. So most side chicks don't know that they are side chicks. Then mistresses, you know for a fact that you are a mistress. That's the difference. Like, mistresses know for a fact that, see, he has a woman in his life. Like, there is a main woman. I just am the other woman. You know that you are the other woman. You are aware of that fact. You choose to be in that relationship despite all the circumstances, despite having knowledge that of the fact that he has someone else. You choose to be second in his life. You know. For a booty call, you don't even know shit. Like, man, you don't even know what's going on. Are you committed? Are you not committed? Are you a girlfriend? Are you getting there? Is this the start? Is this beginning? Do you understand? You don't know shit. Like, you don't know anything. You know what's going on in your guys' relationship, in your head? You don't even know it. And that is the difference between a side chick, a mistress, and a booty call. And I hope you guys are not on any of this list, because it sucks to be on any of this list. Guys like playing games. So here are some cards that they play, some tricks that they play on how you can know if you are either a side chick or booty call. Like I said earlier, mistresses, they know that they are. They know who they are. They know their position in the man's life. So they're not even dragging with anybody. But a side chick might not know. A booty call might not know. So here are some cards that he might play. So he says that he likes you so much, but he isn't ready to be in a fully committed relationship, but he still wants the relationship benefits. Fam, you are a side chick. I'm not even going to dwell on this matter so deeply. You are a side chick or a booty call. That is who you are. If a man is willing to not sow seeds, he's willing to not invest, he's willing to not do the needful, but he still wants you around, you are a side chick. You are definitely a side chick or a booty call. Another card he plays is, when you cannot come unannounced to visit him, like, he tells you that, you know what, you have to call me. Especially those that live in those estates that, you know, that you have to call. If not, they're not going to let you in. You get, like, those kind, guys like that. Be careful, though. Guys that live in estates, it's not only about security sometimes. It's like, they know the dirty things they do. So they want that extra protection. You get that the estate provides, that no one can just come unannounced. I think if you cannot just come unannounced into your boyfriend's house, into your man's place, even if he lives with his parents, you are a side chick. And yes, some guys would be like, okay, what if I'm not ready to introduce any girl to my parents, because like I don't have that time to be messing up and down. Like, I only have to take myself serious person. I don't just be changing girls up and down. So I'll just first test before I bring. See, I understand that. Even a girl too doesn't want to just be bringing in guys up and down to her home. Do you understand? So I understand that fact. But once you realize that you've been dating someone for like 6 months into a year and you haven't met his parents or his auntie, or and you can't come unannounced, you are a side chick and a booty call. That is just the truth. Another card he plays is that when he calls the shots in the relationship, like, he calls the shots on where you guys hang out, and where you guys both visit at the same time, and where and when you guys have sex. Like, you are a side chick. If he cannot like dedicate to you, like, you know what, let's go for a date. Anywhere you want to have dinner, anywhere you want to have lunch, just pick it. I'm coming to meet you there. Now, this is why he would not do that, because he doesn't want his main chick to find you there. So imagine we're in Lagos, yeah, Lagos, Nigeria right now. And maybe, where is the most crowded place I can think of? Okay, Velvet. Yeah. You know, you want to hang out at Velvet. And you've told him. Now, before he takes you to Velvet, trust me, he has done some serious FBI and CIA investigation on his girlfriend's ass. Like, he has to make sure that, you know what, my babe is not coming out tonight. You know, she has plans. Maybe she's out of town with her family, or out of town because of work. Or, you know, she has to just be unavailable at that point in time. You get, then and only then can you have that. And most times you can't even make that decision for yourself. He has to make that decision. Do you get? So he doesn't really take you to like nice places. That's another thing. Like, he calls the shots in all your relationships. In all your relationships. That's what he does. He calls the shots. He dodges taking pictures with you, and then he doesn't want you to either post it on social media. Now, when a guy does that, I'm not really going to go deep here, because there's so many things that are just like very shady about things like this. When guys do certain things like this, just want to take pictures with you. I think girls know that already, and if you don't, like, be woke. He takes pictures, doesn't like taking pictures with you, and doesn't want you to post pictures of you guys on social media. You are a side chick or a booty call. That means he doesn't want to be associated with you. Do you get? He wants, like I said, he wants to take the benefits, but he doesn't want to be committed. He's handing you the side chick card. Another thing is that he consistently cancels on you at the last minute, and he does it a lot. He's making you realize that you are a side chick or a booty call. He's making you realize that you are not priority in his life. Do you get? Like I said earlier on, you know, when you can't come to his house unannounced, you can't come to his house unannounced. Now, you guys even make plans and he cancels last minute, and he does it every time. And something you've noticed is always last minute. Don't even bother like calling this dude anymore. Like, he's not worth it. He's not worth your time. He definitely doesn't respect your time. He doesn't respect you as a person. If not, he would not do that to you at all. Those are cards guys play to make you realize that you are either a side chick or a booty call. So just stay woke, girls. Stay woke. This is Women's Day. Stay woke. Yeah? All right. So how do you know if your man has a side chick? How do you really know that he has a side chick? Okay. There are three categories to finding out if your man has a side chick. The first is unavailability. He is suddenly unavailable. Do you get? Now, all of a sudden, he is busy, and his business has no definition. He is just so busy. He's all just so busy at work. He's just so busy at home. He is just busy. Do you get someone that you know everything about him? You know his work schedule. You know what can keep him busy. You know what can make him busy. Now, those things are coming up more than usual. Do you understand? Coming up more than usual. He's always unavailable. He is just busy. When a guy is always just busy, he's regularly just busy, he might have a side chick. He definitely might have a side chick. And then another thing is lying. When a guy lies, like, what you can do is actually try and catch him in a lie. Well, if you catch your man in a lie, he is bagging somebody else. If not bagging someone else, he is, you know, doing something he shouldn't be doing. A while ago, I went out with a friend, and this guy was on the phone, and he called another guy, and he's like, guy, you need to meet me here right now. Business this, business that, business that, business that. The guy he was talking on the phone with was actually a married man who wanted to just leave his house and go to hang out with his ex-girlfriend. And then my friend was like, you know what, oh, he's not doing anything. He just wants to leave the house. You know, you women have wahala. I'm like, if he wants to leave the house, why can't he just tell his wife that, you know? So how do you catch your guy in a lie? So say, for instance, like, given the scenario I just gave, your boyfriend or your husband just says, oh, he needs to quickly step out, that he has a business meeting. And you know what you do? Don't say anything. You're trying to be smart to catch a liar, remember? So, yeah, it's time for you to get your CIA on. Yeah, you just tell him that, oh, how was your mom? Bring up something else. Do you get? Don't actually ask him about the excuse he gave you. Bring up something else. Maybe say, oh, how was the mechanic? The chances that he remembers means that he's either a really good liar and very, like, he's extremely calculative, or he was actually telling the truth about where he went to. But when a guy lies to you, when you want to catch him in a lie, you know, something about lies is that you keep lying to cover up a lie, cover up a lie, cover up a lie, and you might lose track of all your lies. So if he budges, he's like, oh man, oh, that car, the car issues, like, fam, you have caught him in a lie, and guess what? He has a side chick. Bam, he has a side chick. So the third thing under the category of how to find out if your man has a side chick is distance. You find out that the request for sex in your relationship, your marriage, has dropped. Do you get? It has really seriously dropped. The sex request has dropped. You know, if your guy liked having sex like maybe 3 times a week, and now it's down to like maybe 3 times a month or 2x in a month, your nigga is getting it from someone else. Your man is getting it from somewhere else, either from his side chick or his booty call. Stay woke. And another thing is emotional distance, yeah. If he's not responding to your emotions as he used to before, he's not paying attention to your emotions, he is actually paying attention to another person's emotion, and he's actually being responsive to another person's emotions, and, you know, that's why he is not taking note of yours. So, how to find out if your man has a side chick? He's unavailable, he's lying. Make sure you catch him that lie, sister. And he's been distanced. He doesn't ask for sex as much. And he's not emotionally attentive to your needs. Yeah, so that is how to find out your man has a booty call or a side chick. So another thing I said that we're going to address was, why do women fall under these categories? Like, why do women choose to be side chicks? Why do women choose to be mistresses? And why do some women choose to be just the booty call? You know what? I'm not going to answer that right now. We're going to talk about it on another episode. So make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you keep it on a lockdown. Happy Women's Day again. And be sure to follow us on social media at the LTS Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook, on all social media platforms, the LTS Podcast. If you have questions, be sure to send us a DM. I'm going to reply you. We'd really love to hear from you guys. Be sure to like this episode. Be sure to comment. Be sure to share this episode, because you don't know who is going through anything in a relationship. And if you need help, if you need counseling, if you need guidance, you can reach out to us and we will help you with sexual therapy and relationship counseling, because it actually really does help to improve your sex life, to maintain your relationship. It really helps. So you can send us a message and we will offer you the best help and solution. Sexual therapy and relationship counseling is great for you. Don't be afraid to talk about your issues and to resolve it. If you have any sexual dysfunction, we are here for you to recommend professional doctors, to recommend professional counseling on how to maintain and sustain your relationship and live a wonderful life, have wonderful sex experience, and have a wonderful sex life with your partner. And you know what? Let's live in bliss. Well, it has been awesome having sharing this time with you guys. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you very soon. All right, bye.